Thanks for joining us for the Executive Series. Today I'm speaking with Fabian Siegel, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Marley Spoon. Fabian, great to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
It's an exciting story, Marley Spoon. People will obviously be familiar with the story in some respects, but paint a picture for where you are now and where you've come from.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe let's talk about quickly what we do. So at Marley Spoon, we're bringing delightful, market fresh and easy cooking back to the people. We want to make it easy for people to cook, because when you think about it, you walk in a supermarket, you're seeing all the fresh ingredients there, like the meat, fish, vegetables. You could cook anything you like. But when you leave the supermarket, at least for me, I always used to cook the same two or three things, like steak with broccoli, steak with green beans. So we felt like, hey, can't we make it easier? So what Marley Spoon does is we have chefs that create recipes. So there's 20 new recipes every week. And then you just select, what is it you want to cook? How many portions you need, how many times per week you need Marley Spoon. And then we send a box to your home, and in that home you have all the fresh ingredients, the recipe card, everything you need for weeknight cooking. So the only thing you need, salt, pepper, and oil. Everything else comes to you. And you can cook in 30 to 40 minutes an amazing meal. And people kind of love it, and they love multiple aspects of it. First of all, they like to cook from scratch.
Yep.
Because it's healthier. If you, say, eat a frozen pizza, they also think it's more variety. They used to cook the same things over and over again, and now they have all this choice. But most importantly, we make people's lives much easier, because people are very busy. There's so many things to worry about. What are we going to cook tonight? It's not a problem you have to think about anymore. So that's why people love it, and why we've seen the success, because we make people's lives easier primarily.
It's a really easy sell, isn't it, when you're taking the heavy lifting out of something like cooking every day, that resonates with customers. And that's been reflected in your revenue. You've had seen a big jump in revenue over the course of recent years, but underlying earnings still yet to get into profitability. When are we going to see that tipping point?
Yeah, first of all, we've seen a lot of growth over the past years. And also last year, we grew 78% year over year at constant currencies. And that's a expression of this market being very big. So groceries is a massive market.
Yep.
It's also the last vertical that will switch from offline to online. I mean, we've seen many other verticals to move to online shopping over the past years.
Yep.
Grocery has just started actually to move to online. So the reason why we're able to grow that fast, and actually importantly, when you compare last year with the year prior, we acquired twice as many customers in that year. But we were able to do so at the same cost per customer. So our customer acquisition cost per customer stayed the same. And that kind of shows how large the potential is, which is groceries overall, where only 3% of groceries are actually global average, where the markets we're operating in, are actually happening online. The majority of grocery sales are still offline in supermarkets. So we expect over the coming years, as groceries we'll move from offline to online, that will continue to grow actually fast going forward at this relatively stable cost per customer that we're having.
That's an impressive statistic that your cost of acquisition stayed flat, because it's a pretty competitive landscape, if I'm not mistaken, because you're basically delivering food to people's homes. That's an easily replicated business model.
Well, it's interesting. When you think about our competition, who are we competing with? Primarily, it's supermarkets. I mean, Woolworths, Coles. Those are the companies that provide you your weeknight cooking needs. And so how can we, as a small company, last year we generated 93 million euros in revenue, how can we compete with supermarkets who are so much bigger? And the answer is supermarkets are very different business models. They are retail businesses. They're source to stock. They're putting all the things on the shelf. And the problem with that is if the things are perishable, then they have to throw out a lot. No? In fact, up to 30% of these perishable items are thrown out by supermarkets.
Yep.
And that's not only terrible from an environmental perspective, it's also very expensive. Somebody has to pay for that waste. And that's you, the customer. You have to pay for it. They mark up the prices.
Yep.
Now, the trick, I would say, about our business is that we are a manufacturing business. Meaning we have our customers that select what is it I want to have next week. So we always know exactly what we'll need. So we only buy the food we actually ship. Therefore, our food waste today is not 30%, it's actually less than 1%. We don't have food waste. And that allows us to be price competitive with supermarkets. We asked about the competition. I don't think it's such a massive competition because people are switching from offline to online. The alternative, the supermarket, has a very inefficient business model, which is source to stock. It has a lot of waste and food waste. And our business model, they have inventory. That's the problem with perishable items in inventory. It creates waste. And our business model is very asset light. We don't have any of these things in inventory. We just source to order. And that's why we're able to compete with these big guys on price. So if you take a Marley Spoon recipe card and you, for example, buy all the ingredients in a supermarket, you'll be paying the same price. So you can buy a Marley Spoon box at relatively the same price, but we, of course, make much easier the cooking experience. You don't have to schlep things home. You don't have to think about the recipes. You don't have to get all the ingredients in the supermarket shelf together. You just cook. And so therefore, we believe the competition is not that intense. And we expect over the coming years that we will continue to be able to convince customers to switch from a supermarket to Marley Spoon.
So one of the things that you're highlighting is the move to profitability by the time you get to 2020. What are going to be the key tipping points between now and then to underwrite that outcome?
Yes, so there's actually three things that we'll do to get the company to profitability by 2020, which is guidance that we gave already at the bank end of last year, and we reiterated that guidance just recently when we presented the full year 2018 numbers. So first of all, we're going to continue to grow the business, but we're going to balance growth with profitability. So you'll see 2019 to be a year of transition where we might grow a little bit more measured, but because of that, we'll actually get to profitability faster. So you'll see top line growth continue, but it's going to be a more measured growth, number one. Number two, you'll see our contribution margin to improve, and we've improved our contribution margin 18 over 17, and you will have the same development. In fact, we guided the market that our contribution margin 2019 will be mid to high 20s, and we were 21% last year. So you'll see an increase in the contribution margin. So as the top line grows, we also make more money on that top line. And also importantly, in the past, we were always able to grow fast on the top line, but our G&A only incrementally increased. For example, last year, we grew 78% year over year in top line, but our G&A just increased by roughly 25%. So you'll see that operating leverage continue also in 2019. So these three elements together, you'll see actually that 2019 will transition the business into the situation where then we'll be profitable by 2020 as we've guided to the market.
Fabian, it's an exciting story. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for joining us for the Executive Series.
Thank you.